feast that we have today, Corpus Christi, Latin for the most holy body and blood of Christ. It's a feast that goes back into the early Middle Ages when there was a woman by the name of Juliana, and she is having a vision. And in this vision, she would see the full moon, but there was a dark spot in the moon. And then after repeatedly having this vision, she heard in prayer Christ speaking to her. She said the moon represented the life of the church, but there was something missing. And that something was a day of a devotion to the Blessed Eucharist. And so after a few years, this feast came about. A day to honor Christ in the Eucharist. A day set aside for us for a very special reason. To draw closer to our Eucharistic Lord. To make reparation for the times when He's been received unworthily. When we come to Him and take Him for granted. Or when we are not prepared. We don't take much thought. Or when He has been intentionally, purposely desecrated by someone in the world. Today, we'll look at three different dimensions of the Eucharist and of the Mass. How it is built upon Jewish tradition, given new meaning by Christ and the promise of what is to come. These three point to God's power, to His presence, and to His promise. God's power begins with the Old Testament. All of creation, all of the works that He has done, the Israelite people had experienced. They'd heard the stories of this. Stories of the flood, the lives of the patriarchs, the works of Moses leading the Israelite people out of Egypt. And now Moses comes before the people. We heard in our first reading. And he recalls everything God has done for them up to that point. And he gives them a choice. Moses gives them the terms of God's covenant. And what do the people do? They respond, "All that you say, we will do." This resounding yes. How similar is that to our amen? At the end of the Eucharistic prayer, when we say amen, we're giving that resounding yes. When we receive the body and the blood of Christ, when the priest or the minister holds up the Eucharist, the body of Christ, amen. That resounding yes. This covenant that the Lord gave to Moses for the people was sacrificed, or was sealed with a covenant. A covenant which was with the sacrifice of blood. A blood of an animal. And it was sprinkled upon the altar, and it was sprinkled upon the people. God is represented by that altar, and a kinship or a relationship is established between God and His people. But if that is the case with the blood of an animal, how much more so with the blood of Jesus Christ? And not being sprinkled upon us, but placed on our tongue, so that we can have Him resting in our hearts and in our souls. That is the power of God. That is the power of the Mass, making us one people with Christ as our head. But that is only part of it. For we also experience God's presence in the Mass. And all of the bloody sacrifices before the time of Christ pointed to that one sacrifice that He was going to offer. They were simply symbols, foreshadows of that true sacrifice. And that is why we recall the Last Supper at our Mass today. It is through the holy sacrifice of the Mass that Christ changes the bread and the wine, these two normal staple ingredients throughout the world, into His body and blood, soul and divinity. This is how He chose to remain with us. So Jesus gives His disciples bread and wine. He tells them, "Take and eat. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood." The same words that we use to consecrate the bread and the wine today. He was preparing for His bloody sacrifice at the Last Supper. But now, the pain, the agony, the blood, they're gone. We celebrate with an unbloody sacrifice, but still a sacrifice. And through it, He becomes present in our midst. This is what He asked of His disciples. This is what He asked of each of us, to come and worship, to do this in memory of Me, an offering of thanksgiving. And when we do this, He is present in the body. His body and blood is present in the bread and the wine. And He rests in the tabernacles of the churches throughout the world, fulfilling His promise, "I will be with you until the end of time." bringing us to that promise. In the book of Exodus, we read of the Lord's promise to His people and of their promise to be faithful. The Mass is the place of the promise, His promise to us, that one day we will be with Him for all eternity, face to face in heaven, but also our promise to Him to realize that and to accept it and to let it change us, to receive Him in a worthy manner, to be loyal to Him, to be loyal to His church, to be in communion with His church. And whether we receive on the tongue or on the hand, it can have a very special meaning in our lives. To receive on the hand a promise to use my hands to build His kingdom, not to tear it down, not to be an instrument of violence or destruction, but to be an instrument of peace and unity. To receive on the tongue a promise that as He sits upon my tongue, I will not use that tongue as an instrument of lies and deception, of slander and gossip, but to use it as an instrument of building up the church and building up others. This is my body. This is my blood. Christ didn't come just to give us a bunch of teachings. He didn't come like Buddha to offer wise sayings. He didn't come with a special revelation like Muhammad. He didn't come to give us a moral code like Confucius. He doesn't offer us the Ten Commandments like Moses that He received from on high. Christianity isn't about a teaching. It's not about a moral code. It's not about a special discipline or a spiritual insight. It is all of these things. But it is primarily these things are how we live the relationship that is our faith. He comes to us like no other ever has and no other ever will to offer Himself. And when we receive Him, we become those walking tabernacles made in His image and in His likeness. We become what we receive. Or better yet, we become who we receive. His presence, His power, His promise. The greatest gift that we could never imagine. Simple bread and wine, through the words given to us by Christ, become His body and blood, His soul and divinity, to walk with us in this life through time, so that He will be with us for all eternity.